This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Charles Cook argues that progressives have a Twitter problem. Of course, you could say that liberals and conservatives focus too much time on Twitter. But what he's really talking about is the Twitter echo chamber that reinforces liberal ideas that bear little relation to reality. Progressive ideas and policy proposals are promoted and reinforced within the Twitter sphere. Tweets are retweeted and repeatedly liked by a mob of sycophants. Soon, an idea that might not have even been given serious consideration in Congress and the whole of society becomes a dominant discussion. Charles Cook says that the current obsession with student loan forgiveness is pure Twitter, as are the relentless focus on transgenderism and race essentialism. Phrases like birthing people, Jim Crow 2.0, and defund the police were also a Twitter thing. The Twitter echo chamber not only has an influence on policy, but it has an influence on people. Sometimes the internet helps people advance their careers. Sometimes it helps give them rope with which they can hang themselves. Yes, there are crazies on both the left and the right, but the conservative crazies are more likely to get kicked out of social media. Also, progressive crazies are more likely to demand cancellation, not only of conservatives, but even of liberals. You can never be woke enough for many progressives, which is why they often eat their own. Twitter also highlights personality flaws. Charles Cook talks about one prominent law professor who seemed normal and highly regarded. Then we started to see what the professor posted online. He didn't look so smart, rational, or normal. Progressives have a Twitter problem because they believe too much of what they read that has no relation to reality, and it exposes the irrational views of many of them. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.